Braden Brown now joined by Colton Barrett as we talk Hartford boys basketball, coming off a big win on Saturday to punch their ticket to the sub-state championship game coming up on Friday. We will have it on our airwaves, a part of our area game of the week. Friday night's game, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But Coach, the Saturday victory, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, I thought that we came out and played really well early. Shots were falling. We got in a good rhythm. I think we were up 10 at one point, maybe 12. Second quarter, we got into some foul trouble. I didn't think the ball moved as well in the second quarter. I think we struggled to execute what we planned. St. Paul got back into it. Credit their guys for battling. And then, halftime, we made some adjustments and got back to what we were planning on doing, and I thought we played really well defensively in the second half, which, led to a really nice offensive performance in the second half for us. So overall, I thought, played really well for three quarters. We can clean up a little bit and learn from, but we were excited to get the win. Anytime you can win in the postseason is a huge thing. So, we'll take it, and we'll continue to get better.
And I know that first game can be kind of difficult as well because you have the long layoff.
Yeah, having that many days off between games is never ideal when it comes to postseason time. But, like I said, I thought we really came out and started the game really well, which was nice to see. And then, in the second quarter, we kind of hit that little drought. We, like I said, we got into a little bit of foul trouble. We were in some different rotations, which is good for us. It's good to have those experiences, especially in the game with that magnitude. And, hopefully the guys are able to learn from that and we can continue to take our successes on to the next one.
Talking with Jaguars boys basketball coach Colton Barrett. Coach, what does this week look like for you? I know we're halfway through it here, and you don't play until Friday, so what's the game plan?
Working on us a little bit early in the week. We've had a couple practices here that I thought we've done some really nice things to clean up some things that we need to get better on that maybe we saw during the St. Paul game, but also, get our game plan together, what we want to do. And, we'll jump into a little bit more with Hutch in the next couple of days on their scout and hopefully be ready to go on Friday.
When you look at them, a couple of very big victories so far in the sub-state action. What have you been able to find out so far?
I think they match up kind of just like us, built kind of the same, kind of play the same style. They're very free on offense. They like to shoot the three ball. And they crash the offensive glasses pretty well. We're going to have to make sure that we keep them off the glass, limit it to one opportunity. And, we just got to be smart with the ball offensively. I think that there's definitely some matchups that we can exploit and that we're looking forward to being able to attack. But, controlling the ball, playing at our pace and understanding that, we're at home, that's going to be an advantage for us. So we got to be able to use that when the game's on the line.
You mentioned being at home. The whole sub-state structure isn't necessarily designed to get a home game for the right to go to state, but you got to love that the way the cycle works out, you guys get to be at home for this one.
Yeah, last couple of years we've been in this game and we fell in short, so hopefully, that experience will, and then, paired with being at home and being able to be the host site this year will be something that our guys are excited for. Our fans are excited. They don't have to travel as far. And, we've had really good showings the last couple of years in these games. Last year we were McPherson. The past two, we were either Waverly or Lebo. So it's nice to be able to host it for once. And hopefully we can make it pay off.
Hartford boys in action Friday night right here on Country 101.7 FM as it's Hartford and Hutchinson Central Christian, 5:45 on the pregame, 6 o'clock jump. What would it mean for Hartford if your guys are able to win this game and be able to punch your ticket to be one of eight teams left vying for a state title?
It's huge. That's why the kids play the game. This has been the goal all year long, was to get to this game. And, last season we got to this game and it didn't end the way we wanted it to. We played really well for three quarters and then that one quarter cost us. And our guys, we've talked about it all year. This has been their end goal. We've accomplished a lot of goals up until this point, but nothing really matters until we get the one that we want. And, they're focused. They understand what it, how it felt last year when we came up short in this game. And, they're looking forward to being able to take that next step. And, just for our program, it's been a while since we've been back. Last year, we thought we had a really good chance to make it back to state. And hopefully this year, with all that we've you know, worked through and been through with this group, these guys can pay it off and be able to finish their goal to clinch that playoff spot and then hopefully be able to do some damage at state.
Coach, good luck this Friday night. We'll be rooting for the Jaguars, and hopefully you guys are able to accomplish that feat.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on Country 101.7 FM. It is brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop.